This week, both the House and Senate are working to pass a short-term continuing resolution to avoid a possible government shutdown. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with further information on the continuing resolution and shares recent developments from the House.
It appears at this point things are moving on track to allow that spending bill to be in place to avoid a potential government shutdown, which last week had been seen as a real possibility. But given developments such as Speaker Boehner announcing last week that he would be retiring at the end of October, that seems to have alleviated some of the pressure that would have been building for how this continuing resolution could be passed. So at this point, we believe that bill will be in place and there will not be a government shutdown come October 1. However, the continuing resolution will only provide funding through December 11th, meaning between now and that point, work will have to be underway to try to develop a broader omnibus spending package that will fund the federal government, all agencies, for the remainder of this fiscal year starting December 11th.
And that's going to be the more significant challenge, according to Langley.
To figure out how to put together that package, given the different positions regarding spending levels that should be in place between Republicans, Democrats, and the White House. However, having an omnibus package that does get approved later this year is critical to the cotton industry and a number of our efforts, because that will serve as the vehicle to include a number of provisions that we have been working towards, most specifically the marketing certificate provision that would be utilized as part of the marketing loan program to help address the payment limitation issue that producers and co-ops and merchants are currently facing in marketing their cotton.
Regarding the change in House leadership,
Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California just announced that he will be running for the speaker position, and expectations are that he is the front runner and will likely win that vote. The real race will be for the Majority Leader to succeed Kevin McCarthy, and then also the Majority Whip, which is currently Steve Scalise from Louisiana. There have been a number of House Republican members that have indicated they're either going to run for one of these seats or they are considering running for one of these leadership positions. So those will be the two key races to watch in the coming days as that unfolds. And depending on who is elected to all three of those leadership slots will have a huge impact on what legislation moves through the House and how it's considered. So that will have a large bearing on the remainder of this year and next year within this Congress.